HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to another She Slays Champion Story. This week on She Slays, we have with us Miss Sahithi. Sahithi is a sexual abuse survivor and activist who was diagnosed with depression and suicidal tendencies after a deep personal loss in her early 20s. Her early experiences further deteriorated her mental health. She sought therapy and focused on her passion for Kuchipudi to recover from her diagnosis. Today she is a writer, a mental health advocate, and a clinical psychologist in the making. So come, let's listen to this fighter's story.
Hello everyone, I am Sahithi and I am 24 years old and I am a clinical psychology student. Also, I work as a business development manager in one of a mental health organization, and I also volunteer as a peer counselor in Find Hope, and I am from Andhra Pradesh and I was diagnosed with clinical depression, PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder, and generalized anxiety disorder. So it was in the year 2015, one of my makeup man, he touched me inappropriately, and that was my fifth time that I was experiencing something called as non-consensual touch, and that is where I felt like I have gone down the black hole. And there is no way that I could even reach the black hole because I feel like I'm deep down. And that is when I decided that it's good to give up the life. It's good that I just end everything of this. And I still, you know, there were days where I just used to take a plate or a knife, sit there in a corner of a room or sit there in a lonely place, in a very quiet place, and think of killing myself. And I stopped eating. Or I overeat, you know, it was not constant. Few days, I go with 2 days without eating, and the next day I eat like there is no tomorrow. And then the next day would continue like that. 2 days I would eat like there is no tomorrow. It was completely a mess that I was in. And one day I even slit myself, but I don't know if it was fortunate or unfortunate that it did not go deep and I did not require any stitches. My roommates, they rushed me to a medical store nearby. He did the first aid and I'm alive. But then I sat the whole night and I thought, what was I thinking? Was it that I want to end my life, or was it that what is happening around me, the situations around me, I wanted to end them? And I realized that I wanted to end the way the situations are, and it's not my life that I wanted to end. And that is something that I would say is one situation that changed my life in both good and bad ways. Bad ways because I tried to kill myself, good ways because I love myself now and I got a clarity on what I wanted to end. It was a happiest day. I was performing on the dais. I had my first panic attack when I was on the dais, and I barely managed to get out of a stage. And the first thing I did was visit a doctor. He said that I was having depression and this is a panic attack, and I did not believe him. The first thought that came into my mind is, yeah, the person sitting in front of me who is wearing white coat, he wants to mint money from me, and that he has just come up with some names that are in the medical book, and he's really, really trying hard to bluff me up. But then I somehow thought that there is something wrong with me, because, you know, having a knife in the hand and thinking about killing myself since I was 13, it's not normal. I am sure it's not normal. So I decided to take help, because therapy was not an option. It was the one and only thing that I had to choose if I had to live. Chita dahati nirjivam, chinta dahati jivanam, which goes, chita is the fire, dahati nirjivam, which translates to the fire kills the dead, chinta dahati jivanam, whereas the worry, the stress, the anxiety kills the life person. And to take a holistic approach to have a healthy mental health would be the same way you take it to your physical health. You would go exercise daily. You would eat healthy food. You would go for general checkups. Same way, you have brain exercises. You have exercises for your mind. Do them. It may be a break of social media for 48 to 24 hours, or it may be painting a mandala, or it may be doing something that you love, or it may be spending time for yourself, or it may be spending time with friends. Eat healthy food. Feed your mind healthy thoughts. Feed your mind positive or a thought that would make you happy. And therapy is not only for the people who are diagnosed with something. Therapy is even for the people who are confused about something. Therapy is for the people who want to make a step ahead in their career. It's a normal thing. Normalize therapy, because therapy is cool.
So I am a completely independent person, so I did not tell any of it to my parents. I used to manage the therapy expenses on my own. I used to manage my medications on my own. I used to save from the pocket money that I got. I used to do part-time data entry jobs, and I earned for myself, I mean for my therapy at least, and I did not tell my parents. But my parents got to know in 2020, in the month of October. My mom got to know about that, and she reacted in a way that I did not expect that. She said that she was sorry, and yes, I mean, it's not her fault. You know, we live in a society where whenever we say that we are depressed, the society would say, this is just a rich people disease, or they would say, this is just in your mind, just get out of it, or they would say, you're overreacting, or it's just attention seeking is what society feels, and they judge you, and the worst, they would call you mental person, which obviously a person is not. So I thought that my parents would judge me, so I did not tell them. But when my mom got to know about that, she was extremely supportive. She proud that she raised one hell of a woman, that is me. So yes, that is how my parents reacted.
Being diagnosed with depression or anxiety, it did change my life. I would say that in a way that it made me more empathetic, obviously, but also I feel like I have lost my complete the teen years, or I have lost the young age where I was supposed to have fun and not sit there in a dark room taking out all the nail polishes that I have collected to kill myself and discarding them, or popping in pills to just to go to sleep at night, or just to keep myself alive. But then yes, at the end of the day, it was important that I had to take the step. I had to go to therapy. I had to take medications. I had to follow whatever my therapist said, because after all, it is to save my life. And we would do the same thing if someone was diagnosed with fever. They would go, they would take the tablets that were told by doctor, and it was the same with me as well. I had to do it. I had no other choice, but then I am happy that I did it. So throughout everything that is happening for a span of 4 years, I had people who came in my life and who left, and I had people who sticked to me. I had people who would bring ice cream to me when I said I want to cry. They would sit with me and see me eating ice cream and cry. I had people who calmed me down when I was raging out with anger on myself. I had people who were there in I want to kill myself phase. I had people who were there in I don't want to live or I hate myself phase. I had people who saw me grow from I hate myself phase to I am in absolutely love with myself phase. And yes, I do accept that. I did not tell them that I was diagnosed with this. I did not tell them that I had medications. I was going through therapy. But they supported me no matter what. And they are still there in my life. Strong support, a pillar and my anchor. And I'm so thankful for them that they are there. And when I have told them that this was what was happening, the first reaction was they were kind of angry that I did not share these things with them. But then they understood that it is my decision if I want to share it or not. And I'm glad that they understood that. And I'm glad that they were there for me. Exactly what Mr. Edgar A. told. And when it is a battle against you, which is fought by you, darling, what I have learned is that you will lose and you will win both at the same time. But the feeling that you get after the battle is over, the calmness after the storm, is something worth every single second of that battle. And the thing that still sticks with me is that only I can be for myself, only I can take decisions for myself, only I can heal myself. Obviously with the help of others, but at the end of the day, I should be the one who is facing it. I should be the one who is modifying my lifestyle. I should be the one who should be taking decisions. It doesn't matter if it is for my mental health or physical health. I should be the whole and sole control of my life, and that is something that would stick with me till my last breath. The message that I would tell to the listeners is that you don't have to be there 24/7 for a person, but hear them out if they want to say something. And if any of you is going through any kind of a mental health issue, let it be anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD, anything, bipolar, I know this seems like there is no light, but trust me, the journey is tough, but the destination is beautiful. The destination is your life, and it is way more beautiful than you imagine it to be. I know this all seems to be the end of the world. This seems to be the... It seems like you would be in a pit where you cannot come out, or it seems like you are on a railway track where 200 trains are coming and there are only 5 tracks, and every single train manager is shouting. But then, once you clear everything out, once the storm is past, it is light and it is beautiful and it is worth it. Every single second of the battle is worth it. So don't give up on yourself. Just hang in there. Let it out. If you want to take help, go take help. If you want to talk to a friend, just maybe give them a call. And if you are a friend, then just hear them out. Or if you want to talk to your parents, go sit, talk to them. I know it's tough, but they would understand. And if you are the parent, dear parents, please, please listen to what your children say. At the end of the day, you know, mental health should be a topic where we sit and discuss it openly, like a dinner conversation or maybe a coffee conversation with your friends, and that would be an ideal world to live for every single person.
So this was Sahithi's story, a true she slays fighter indeed. We hope that her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabba, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.